It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Mate, I've got a story.
Come on, then.
All right, it's from the internet.
Enough flapping about.
Crazy. This guy, Carl. Is anyone named Carl nowadays?
This guy from Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Carl Stewart, right? Even worse. Carl Stewart, he's 39 years old, right? He's from Liverpool in the UK.
All right.
And he was under investigation by police, apparently doing a bit of heavy drug supplying, right?
Good. Okay. Sounds like quite the turd.
Yeah. So he was on the run, considered very hard to track down. The police got him, but the way that they got him was very weird. So there's this thing called EncroChat, which sounds like something to do with women's ovaries or something. I don't know, but it's not. It's like an encrypted message service.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of illegal drug dealing circles use this.
Oh, it's like the dark web kind of side.
Yeah, it's
of
like
things.
The dark chat.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's all encrypted.
Yeah.
So they've gone on to EncroChat once again, not about women's ovaries. And he shared a picture of his love of Stilton cheese.
Okay.
So it was just his hand. He was holding a mature blue Stilton in his hand.
Ah, blue. And, good.
Yeah, yep. Right. Love it. And he went on there because apparently he wanted to gauge the underground market's interest in illegal cheese trading. So this guy's trying to make a buck no matter how. And you know what? That's the world we're living in.
What an entrepreneur, though, diversifying. Yeah. I mean, we've got heroin and I've got blue cheese. What
exactly.
Are you after? I can give you both.
You know what? And I pay for good underground cheese.
Yeah, you would. You absolutely
You know,
would.
Just cut a slice, lock the doors, settle down, just fall into the floor. You know what I mean?
This is a
with a bit of cheese.
This is illegal in 10 countries. We've got this one straight from the fields.
Shaman, give me a peek. Give me a peek.
This one's coming. This one's they're growing it. They're making it in Tasmania, but we're not allowed to have it in Australia. They're exporting it straight away.
Right. Hey, can I have a little test?
What's the password?
Savoy.
Correct.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Yeah, give us a block. Anyway, so he shared the pic. Literally trying to gauge the underground market, right?
Yeah, okay.
Police, what they did, and it's called here Toffee Force. That was their police name.
Very English.
Toffee Force.
Toffee Force.
Right? This is his name, sorry, not their name. My mistake. It was his name. His name is Toffee Force on this app. It would have been better
fun.
If it was less fun. Sorry, I should have just gone with it. No one would have known. Anyway, so the police saw this photo and they're like, well, we can see his fingerprints and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We can't see his face, but we can see his hand. Let's just zoom, zoom, zoom. Oh, yeah, it's him. Here's where he took the picture. Here's where he was holding the cheese. Oh, we nabbed ya.
Oh, they caught him.
They caught him.
Based on a photo of his fingerprints.
Based on a photo of his fingerprints, holding cheese, trying to find the underground cheese racketeering market.
He is the underground cheese and drug dealing version of someone who takes a photo of their boarding pass and like, I'm off on holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, how times have changed.
Yeah, it's silly. Do you know what I thought it was more like? What? You know that old thing where you're like, smell the cheese, and then someone smells your hand and then you punch him in the face.
I don't know.
Come here, smell the cheese.
Oh, what's this cheese?
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Smell the cheese, right?
No.
You've never heard of
never.
It. It's like you open the fridge, put your two palms together, open the fridge, you open the fridge, and then there's a cheese in there. You smell the cheese, I'll punch you in the face.
How would anyone fall for that?
Because they do. Everyone did back in the day, right? And we actually got a message from someone that said, cross my heart, I lost a great girlfriend by smelling the cheese. I actually connected. I miss her still. I was way too rough.
Okay, so nothing good ever comes from smelling the cheese. What I'm learning to this morning.
It's so good.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Fun fact. Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart. Because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Wow.
Oh, that was a good one, wasn't
it? Do you know what? It wasn't just the fastness, but it was the enunciation as well.
Oh, thanks.
Perfect enunciation.
Do you know, the whole time I'm staring, just a 1,000-yard stare, just staring at the wall, thinking to myself, no one's going to work today, Tom. It's lockdown.
Yeah, you know what? People need their fun facts.
Use it to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, your kids that are going to be at home with you today.
But also, Zoom's back.
Yeah, true.
Zoom will be back.
That's going to be fun for everyone. Enjoy that, guys.
Enjoy that when you open your laptop and you haven't used Zoom for 10 months and it's got an update. That's a good time.
And also your name is whatever the last name you used and it was not a work thing and it's like, yeah, anyway.
Here comes Tom Foxy Box.
Peeny McPeen face. All right, you want some fun facts or not?
Yes.
Here we go. Despite almost turning to soup in the cocoon, butterflies can recall trauma experienced as a caterpillar.
Oh, really?
I don't know. You have to ask them yourself.
Okay.
I don't know how they work that out. The Swedish word for bat is fladdermus, which is literally flappy mouse.
Oh, my God. I love that so much. That is such a great fact.
What else have I got? In 1949, the rocket pioneer Wernher von Braun wrote a novel about a manned mission to Mars, right? In that novel, the leader of the Martian government, when they get there, his name is Elon.
Get out.
I know, right? 1949.
Serious? Wow, that's weird. 100%.
Another space one for you, because I know you love space.
I do.
Valentina Tereshkova was the first woman in space. However, she forgot her toothbrush and had to brush her teeth with her finger the whole time she was up there.
We've all been there.
So typical. I mean, when we're leaving the house, it's always me, the man that has to make sure the kid's got the bag packed.
Yeah.
That, you know, Carly's got all her stuff that she needs, sunglasses, all
you
that.
You never brush your teeth with an
so
old
typical.
Shirt.
So typical. A man from China used a hand grenade to crack walnuts for 25 years. He surrendered the nutcracker in 2016 after spotting it on a list of illegal explosives. And the final fun fact for this Friday is in ancient Egypt, lettuce had a phallic shape. Shaped like a peen, and oozed milky fluids when cut, making it a potent sex symbol. And here's what I would say about ancient Egypt. They did not know what lettuce was. That's not lettuce, guys. Fun fact.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Lockdown, look, it is upon us and hopefully it will only be for a week. Everyone is approaching it really well. Everyone's taking it really well.
Yep.
How are you doing, mate? You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm here. It's fine.
It's a little bit of just a like, okay, here we go again.
Yeah.
And, you know, 7 days is better than 7 months kind of thing. So let's just knock it on the head.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Last year, though, was a weird time, you know, and everybody knows that. But just seeing how people kind of coped with the whole situation, being in lockdown, not being able to do what they usually did, so finding other ways, other creative outlets, other things to stimulate themselves and stimulate their minds.
Yeah,
right?
Yep.
So we're back in that place again. So last year, you know, people learned there's a lot of sourdough being made.
Heaps of sourdough.
People were learning to do kombucha.
Yeah, SCOBY's being out there.
Yeah, what else do people do? Puzzles.
Macrame.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Cross stitch.
Yeah.
All that kind of gear, right? So, and people were learning languages and all sorts, right?
Yeah.
So.
And then you kind of felt sad because you're like, well, I'm not doing any of this stuff. I'm just laying down.
100%.
So don't feel guilty if you're not doing any of that stuff.
I absolutely wasted last year.
It's fine.
I did not improve myself in any way, shape or form.
Nope.
But you know what? I'm happy with that.
Yeah, same.
But I'm going to make a change. And this lockdown, I want to do something.
It's going to be different.
I want to learn something.
Okay.
And I want to do it over the next week and you can help me.
Okay, yeah.
I want, between now and the end of lockdown, you to teach me to speak Macedonian.
I don't know how to speak Macedonian.
Oh, mate, come on.
I just know the swear words.
Well, that's the main reason I want to learn is so I can actually understand what you're saying about me off air.
Kakosi.
Because it's very... Hey, whoa, not on air.
Hey, no one knows.
Is it all of the Macedonian people that are listening? Come on, that's like half of our market. Half of the people listening are your relatives. Can we learn Masso together? What I want to do is at the end of next week, I want to be able to be involved with a conversation with your family.
You want to call Bubba?
I would love to have a chat to your Bubba and speak Macedonian and actually be able to understand and have them understand me.
Mate, you're going to have to call Con. You're going to have to call my dad, all right?
Because he's the one that speaks Macedonian.
Yeah, well, like, you know, call him.
He's your dad. Can you call him for me?
I thought it was going to be relaxation for the next 7 days.
Teach me your ways.
Okay. It's going to be just swear words.
Okay.
And if you want to swear at my Bubba, well, that's up to you. But I wouldn't sleep ever again.
No. Well, maybe we'll get your dad to teach us some words that we can say around your Bubba.
Okay.
All right. We're all going to learn Masso next week, guys. It's going to be awesome.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
Mate, I'm just tallying up still the votes on the favourite and best TLC song of the people of Geelong. You can get to our Facebook page right now if you're quick and still vote.
It's a TLC off.
Off, exactly. Okay. We did get one vote for Red Light Special, so...
Okay.
So there you go. Unfortunately, that one's not going to win, but you do have the stats there.
I do. So I've got some chart performances here. We do have some callers on the line. We're going to get to them in 2 seconds, but just quickly, in terms of chart performance in Australia,
mm-hmm.
This is between Waterfalls, Unpretty, No Scrubs, Creep and Digging on You, right? Coming in at number 53, Red Light Special. Just
okay, well, that's good. It's good for the people that want it.
Got to number 53 in Australia. Now, for Creep, got as high as number 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like that could possibly be the best TLC song ever.
Okay.
Right? So we'll get rid of that. We'll get rid of Digging on You. So that leaves us with Waterfalls, Unpretty, and No Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Unpretty did all right.
Okay, did it. See? Because it's great. It's awesome.
By
do all right, do you mean it like sat hovering up at number one for
in
a
95?
Really long time?
Okay, in 95, Waterfalls got to number 4 in Australia.
Okay, you're finding this out for the first time, aren't you?
In 99, Unpretty and Scrubs both, No Scrubs both came out. Unpretty got to number 3.
Yes,
and No Scrubs got to number 1.
Oh
in
my
Australia.
God! All right,
based on the momentum. That was initially set up by Waterfalls back in 95.
It's the momentum of the people, mate. All right? And we're going to go to the people right now. 52232955.
Yeah.
What's your favourite TLC song out of those ones?
That's
we're going
right.
to play the best one. Jess from St Albans Park, what gets your vote?
My vote, 100%. I'm with Loggy. Unpretty
yes!
all the way.
Okay. You want
all the way.
Because it's got a good message as well, right, Jess?
100%. It's such a good message.
Yeah. See?
Okay. All right. You're allowed to be wrong, though. That's fine. Tanya's in Lovely Banks. Morning, Tanya.
Hello.
What's your favourite TLC song, mate?
Oh, they're all so wrong. Waterfall, 100%.
Ah! My girl. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tanya.
With those two votes.
You get a prize.
Yeah, so does Jess. Jess, you also get a prize.
Does she? Damn it.
A very
okay,
pretty
I
one.
I'm going to try and deny her a prize.
So I have collated all the data.
From the socials.
From the
as
socials.
As well as those two votes.
And
are you counting those two votes?
I'm counting those two votes.
Good.
Okay, coming in at number 4 was Creep with one vote.
Okay.
Which I think, I mean, that's fine. Coming in at number 3. Jess, I'm sorry to say, I'm pretty.
Okay.
I wish we could play it. Can we still play it?
No, we can't still play it.
Okay. Coming in at number 1.
Okay, yeah, just
winning
rip the Band-Aid
by
off.
One vote is not Waterfalls, it's No Scrubs.
You guys suck.
I'm so sorry. No Scrubs wins.
I was going to do the rap and everything.
I
was going to leave the mic
That's
live.
All right. Both of us are sad. Just play the
Getting a, I'll take a written warning for that, but no, okay. Fine. This is Geelong Surf Coast and the Ballerines' favourite TLC song. The people have voted, and who am I to argue with the people? Do that every morning. TLC, No Scrubs. You're welcome.